we're teaching on tonight, the hand of the Lord. But I tell you what, getting to. That thing explodes and when I think about a get to,
come on.
I'm not having to.
Come on.
I got to.
Get.
I get to. I get to serve the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I get to give.
Yes.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I get to be married to the beautiful woman. I get to.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That's a whole different ball game when you let get to get operating in your life. Not a have to or got to thing. I serve the Lord. I get to serve the Lord, the Creator of the universe. I get to serve Him.
Yes.
You realize what a privilege that is? I get to come to church on Wednesday. I get to come. I get to do a lot of things. I mean, that I just thought I would just share that with you. I get to. I get to love you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I get to be part of the family of God.
Hallelujah.
I get to hear these preachers.
That's right.
I get to hear the worship here.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
I get to worship in a beautiful building.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I get to.
Get to.
You got me?
Get to.
I get to. I get to breathe.
Hallelujah.
Even though I got to, I get to.
Right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I get to.
Yes, Lord.
I get to. Glory to God. Bible says in the old days, prophets, what we have today was hid from them.
Right.
They didn't get to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They died in faith, not knowing the promises of God that we have. Somebody said, I wish I was Moses. No, I don't. I wish I'd been Paul. I thank God I'm living today where revelation knowledge is free in the kingdom. All right, I go on. If you have your Bible, turn to Exodus chapter 3.
Get to.
I get to come to church. A lot of people got to attitude. I'm probably going to preach on that one day. Brother Jerry opened up that. I never heard that. Get to give. What a book. I get to give. Good title.
Amen.
I got some titles. Pray that I'll write these books.
Amen.
I got one entitled Gimmick Giving.
Awesome.
It probably won't go over good, but Gimmick Giving. There's a payday for all that, folk.
Amen.
When you entice people to give out of flesh motives. It's a law of the kingdom. Like I said, we don't have to be taught about gravity. We don't have to have a series once a month. Do we? We don't have to take a whole year talking about gravity.
That's right.
But we have to keep pumping and, I'm not preaching on that, but gimmicking, giving. I give because there's a law of giving. When I give, laws of the kingdom open up unto me. I receive back. More than I ever give.
Hallelujah,
sir. I'm not preaching on that either. I'm trying to. What did I say? Exodus chapter 3. I am having such a wonderful time. Something's happening to me. I don't know if I'm going to preach tonight. Something is changing in me. Something is changing in me. I don't have to do nothing. I get to. Boy, that's a load off my back. I grew up in the got-to era. That's a load off my back. I don't know if you ever grew up in the got to era. Woo, Lordy, have mercy, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Exodus chapter 3, talking about the hand of the Lord. Exodus chapter 3, verse 20, and I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. This is God speaking. And after that, he, Pharaoh, will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptian. And it shall come to pass, it always does, that when ye go, you shall not go empty. And when we talk about the hand of the Lord, we've already talked about, this is part number 4. When we talk about the hand of the Lord, we're talking about the judgment and the blessings of God being extended. When God stretches out his hand, he brings judgment upon the adversary and blessings for those who are obedient to his word. He said he would smite Egypt with wonders and give his people favor. That's exactly what he did. Psalm chapter 105, verse 37 and verse 38 describes the favor that came upon Israel as they came out. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not a feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed for the fear of them that fell upon them. God smote the Egyptians with plagues, you know, plagues of blood, the water turned into blood, dust, flies. Somebody know all the plagues? He smote frogs. Firstborn dying, he's what?
Locusts.
Hail. Yeah, got that one. So he smote them. He brought judgment. Pharaoh was a type of the adversary, type of the devil, really. And so God, when he extended his hand out, he told Moses, he judged the adversary and he gave the blessing to the people of God. I'm so glad I'm on the blessing plan. How many of you glad that you are? Amen. So that's what we're doing. We're talking about how we can get God's hand involved in our life in this covenant. We're under the new covenant. This is talking about the old. And we found out in the book of Acts that the apostles prayed the prayer that talked about God stretching out his hand with signs and wonders. And that he speak, that the apostles speak with boldness.
Yes.
And the Bible says the place was shaken where they're at. And so the hand of the Lord is involved in our life.
Yes.
And tonight I want to talk about how the hand of God can bless us.
Yes.
With much more.
Much more.
Much more.
Brother Jerry done got on my title tonight. My title of my sermon is talking about there is so much more. So much more. And you know, so here's the thing. In the times of troubles and situations like we're living in, and all the adversity and all the things that you hear people talk about and all that you see on TV, and most of your friends are negative, you know that. Most people, you have to teach yourself to talk right. It's not something that you're born with. You have to learn to talk right. You have to learn to focus your eyes upon the right things. But normal, just average people, they walk in the negative part of life. That's always something going on. Amen? And so I think it's in the times of hardship like we're in today that we really need to focus on what God said about it. What God said about it. Remember, let me just read that. You don't have to turn there, but let me just read. For thus saith the Lord of hosts. This is a reference to what Brother Jerry said about that church. Yet once in a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land.
Yes.
And I will shake all nations, and the desire of the nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Then he says, what's he going to fill it with? He says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine.
Yeah.
Saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house, the church. shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Now there's so much in there, and we already talked about it. But it depends on what side you're on or what you're focusing on, whether you need to cut corners. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't be good stewards. We are at this. We didn't know how much our light bill would be until we got everything running. And we got everything running, and our light bill went from $300 to $1,800 a month. Almost $500 a week to light this place.
Yes, sir. Come on.
So we decided, you know, we can cut the fountain off at 10 o'clock every night instead of running it all night long.
Yeah.
Right? We got a light out there that probably, I don't know how many watts that thing is. How many watts is it? Yeah. 12,000. Last one you got in five houses. It burns all night long. So we decided we'd cut that sucker off at 12 o'clock. Just being good stewards. But to cut people's pay and cut out the hot dog wagon and cut out all the ministry because we're getting ready for a shaking. The Bible says we need to be getting ready for the house to be filled with the glory of God. That's what the Bible says. What you going to believe? I believe the Bible. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me.
Yes, sir.
And I could believe it. I grew up in a very negative atmosphere. I mean, I did. We just looked for God to beat us, kill us, whoop us, starve us. I put the plague on me. I don't know. Just make me humble. That's what we grew up in. All the negative of atmosphere of God. So this thing that we're talking about, we had to learn it through revelation.
Right.
To see the goodness of God.
Come on.
But there's so many people still out there that don't know the goodness. Now what father would be good that would strip you and smite you and call you a son or daughter? Like this stove is hot. Little Johnny, come here. Take his hand and put it down. And now, I told you it was hot. Now you're going to see it's hot. Well, what kind of father would do that? And we got his word to back up his will. And he said that in the day of shaking, and everybody knows it's shaking. That it'd be shaking over here, but over here, I fill my house with my glory. And then he describes what the glory is, whether you like it or not. Take it up with God. Silver and gold is mine.
Hallelujah.
So glory is silver and gold.
Yes.
He said, I'm going to fill up my house with the silver and the gold.
Hallelujah.
Now, as I said the other day, choice is the greatest power on earth is the power of choice. You can believe, you can be over here, pray for it. Or you can be over here and pray for it. If I was you, I'd make sure I got a savings account.
Yes, sir. Glory.
Thank you for that one glory.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Now see, if you turn on the radio, they'll tell you 413, whatever it is. 4.
Okay.
That's a bus. 413. 4103. That's what we used to have. 4103 Greyhound bus. Brother Spokes knows about it. He worked on it. You can tell I don't have one of those things. Need one. But I'm not preparing to be poor, broke, busted, and disgusted. He brought them out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
With silver and gold, and not a feeble one was among.
Glory.
So you have to look at the nature of God to understand God. You don't. Context. There's a bunch of going on today about the lady who got fired because they took her words out of context. That's a good example how we do in God's Word. We take something. You got to look at God's ways to understand how He is. When He took out Noah, did He put Noah in a half piece of boat where the motor wouldn't start and had a couple of holes in it and had to get the getting the water out so he could keep thanking God, Lord, you're humbling me through this. I got to get the water out of the boat. No, he built an ark like a ship, biggest one in ever built, with no tools. Told him how to build it. I mean, he had the what's some of them boat rides you go on, them carnival cruise, better than a carnival cruise. They go and they VIP. She tell me, I'm gonna go VIP cruise one time. But Noah was a VIP on that thing, man. He didn't even have to drive the boat. Think about it. Had all the eats he wanted. Had all the... I mean, my goodness. God took him out, but he didn't take him out poor, broke, busted, and disgusted. And he is not going to take us out poor, broke, busted, and disgusted.
Hallelujah!
Because he said, a blessed man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Now, why would God calls us blessed and he wants us blessed? Why would he take everything from us? We wouldn't be blessed anymore. I mean, common sense, right? You don't have to go to Bible school to understand. This to be common sense. How can you be blessed if he's going to take it all away from us? He's not. There is so much more out there. As our brother talked tonight, and as our sister sing about faith, it's an expectation of living by being doers of the word, expecting God to do. Now, if he expects us to be doers of the word, shouldn't he be the doer of the word, the ultimate doer of the word? Should he have any slack, any excuses? Now, God, you don't have to take care of us. We know it's tough out here. We know the money crisis is on. We know it's hard, Lord. So I love you enough, Lord. Don't be concerned about my needs. You don't have to meet my needs anymore. Because I love you with all my heart. Let him out of the loop. No. He's already said, prove him, test me, prove me.
That's right.
Prove me. Put a demand on me. See if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing you cannot contain. My goodness. You better quit listening to no and can't and won't have and my. I tell you this all the time. History proves out. In times like this, money swaps. Let me tell you that. I know people don't want to hear about money, but listen, you need to hear about it because it takes money to live. In times like this, there's an exchange.
Transfer.
Don't fool yourself. Transfer. Leave me alone. Transfer. Doing pretty good by myself. Transfer. Study history.
Yeah.
Great Depression. Money swapped hands.
Right.
Money's still here. Money's not left the earth. It didn't get in a boat and flow away. It's somewhere out here.
Yeah.
There is being a transformation. Now, God can supernaturally get money in your hands. But he can if you're not a doer of the word. He can if you focus on the negative and all the things that they're telling you and accept it to be true. You cannot get the transfer because the transfer comes by faith. Supernatural money. We ain't got no problem with supernatural healing. We ain't got no problem with supernatural deliverance. We ain't got no problem with supernatural anything except when we say supernatural money. What are you talking about? I'm talking about God canceling your debts. I mean, canceling your debts. And for instance, you know, I'm just telling you right out there. Most people don't know this. Your credit card. If you're way behind your credit card, you can get up a few bit of money. You can settle with them for about 50 cents on the dollar. Some of it's 25 on the dollar.
Yeah.
You're making money in times of hardship.
That's right.
Come on.
It'll mess up your credit, but you messed up anyway. What difference does it make?
Right.
Call them up.
Yeah.
What will you settle with? I mean, it's all out there. They're settling because the times are hard. But they're hard to people who have no revelation of God's Word. If you qualify, God's going to take care of you. He cannot violate His Word. If you qualify for God's help, help is on the way. But you can't be focused on the lack. You got to be focused on, man, there's much more.
Yeah. Yes.
I know that. Well, let's look and see what the Word of God says. How about it? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. When we talk about the hand of God, we talk about the blessings upon the people. Favor. They went out. Not a feeble one among them. Now here's a people that didn't have anything. They never had enough bread for Pharaoh. They never had enough mortar for bricks. They were people who were broke, busted, and disgusted. 400 years of it. They didn't have a pot to spit in. They broke. Sick. But when God said, now I'm going to take you out.
Yeah.
And He made them wealthy leaving the land of not enough.
Right.
They went out, not a feeble one with silver and gold. And not a feeble one was among them. Now I've saw 10 commandments where those people are. If you really read the feebleness, it really talks about feebleness in bones. People... Bible, the Lord, they had a meal of health and healing. And when they left Egypt, they was whole. They wasn't crippled like you see on TV. They walked out. Renewed, revived through their covenant of blessing. And they were servants. And we're sons and daughters. How much more? Say much more. Did God want us to walk in life without being feeble, broke, busted, and disgusted? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, look at verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord glory. But as it is written, this is written in the book here,
yes, sir.
I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things, say things,
things.
The things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Verse 10, For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Look back with verse 9. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. This is exactly what it means. No natural eye, no natural ear has ever seen everything that God has prepared for His people. You can be on the top of the top. You can be on top of the top. You can be the most prosperous, blessed person around. You still ain't on top, according to God. There's still things you have not seen with your natural eye, heard with your natural ears. God has so much more than we can see or hear out there for us. Nobody. Say nobody.
Nobody.
I don't care what you see on TV, what they drive, and where they're going. They hadn't seen it all. And they hadn't heard it all. I believe this is a season. This is the season. I believe in season. We have entered into a time.
Yes, sir.
I have entered. I have, by faith. Not everybody has. Some of you still looking. I ain't saying nothing. Because you ain't seen it inside first. You're looking for the outside manifestation. You got to have it on the inside. You got to do some things. You got to be doer of the word. You might have to plant for it. You got to bleed for it especially. But we are in that season. I could preach on Mary had a little lamb. Fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. And we still have a shouting good time. We are in that season. We're in it. We're not looking for it. We're not trying to get there. We are in it. Say, I'm in it. I mean, evidence. Sister Pam, with good Sunday telling, we are the timing. We've been in this a long time. I've been in it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
And I've never been in it where I'm at today.
Hallelujah.
The expectations and the excitement and what I hear. When you got the body talking.
Yes, sir.
And saying and encouraging one another and talking about the winds. And I mean, you got something going. There's a momentum.
Amen.
There's a spirit thing operating.
Yeah.
And see here, God connects the spirit with your eyes and your ears.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
He said, no natural eye, no natural ear has ever seen all that God had, but by the Spirit.
Yeah.
We can know the deep things of God.
Hallelujah.
We're entering into the deep things.
Amen.
We're entering into, I mean, I don't know. If you've been in the church a long, long time, if you've got any spirituality about you today, you know there's been a shift in the Spirit. God is setting us up for a tremendous, triumphant victory over what the world is into. It depends, though. You're going to be over here. You're going to be over here. You're going to be up here. You want to be down here. It's up to you.
Come on. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
This is the season.
Yes.
Now. Is that season.
Hallelujah.
I pray with preachers. And they, you know, bless them. I ought to be ashamed of myself because sometimes I try to get out of it. Because they're praying so far away from where I'm not boasting. But so far away from where the church is at. They still praying for open heavens. It's never been shut.
Hallelujah.
I know I turn on TV tonight. They're having a big seminar. Open heavens. Trying to get people there again to understand that God has opened him. Self up. And he's always been open himself. Opened up for us. But it takes it the revelation by the Spirit to see the deep things of God.
Amen.
How many want to get really deep with God?
Amen.
Some church would tell you to get deep with God, you gotta make sure you don't wear a sleeveless blouse. Some of you in bad shape tonight. You can't cut that hair now if you want to go deep with God. Let it grow out. Some of you are not very shadow, real shadow with God. Lord, help you. Don't put no makeup on if you don't go deep with God. Don't even know. We laugh about it because we grew up in it. And we're still in church. Thank God we live long enough to understand that creates mean, mad, ugly people. Judgmental people. To go deep with God, you got to go deep with His Spirit.
Yes,
And when you go deep with the Spirit, yea, the deep things of God come out. That's where you find out there is much more. You got to hang out with the Holy Spirit to understand there's much more.
Hallelujah.
Much more when you hang out with the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
It said they're discerned by the Spirit. Now here's the thing. You'll never have what you need to have till you have revelation of what God has. In other words, if you don't know He's got it and don't know it's available for you, you'll not believe for it. And here's where the church is. Here's where the average, most average church folks are today. Lord, if you'll just help me, I'll be satisfied. Just help me. Just, if you'll just help me, I need your help. But they don't never put a demand on God for more than just help. They don't appropriate their covenant of blessing. God's not out want to help you. God wants to bless you.
Amen.
He's not into trying to keep you alive. God wants you to be alive.
Yes.
God's not trying to help you walk in victory. God wants you to be victorious. But if you don't have revelation of that in the storm. Well, I got one more. I'm going to tell you, I got one more message on the storm. I thought I was through, but got another one. Going to be good. Hearing God in the storm. Because the storm can make a lot of noise. And if you're not hearing God, you're not going to have no faith in your storm. But if you hear God, faith cometh. Well, anyway, another sermon. You can never possess what God has for you without revelation. And revelation comes by spending time with the Holy Spirit. We call it the Holy Ghost. Let me read the Message Bible. It says, the experts of our day haven't a clue about what this eternal plan is. If they had, they wouldn't have killed the master of the God-designed life on a cross. That's why we have the scripture text. No one ever seen or heard anything like this, neither so much as imagine anything quite like it. What God has arranged for those who love Him. But you've seen and heard it because God, by His Spirit, has brought it all out in the open before you. The Spirit, not content to flirt around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God has planned all along. Now, would I rather be in a church that believes in the Holy Spirit? Well, I know all churches believe. Baptist knows that you cannot be saved without the Holy Spirit. Pentecostal got to understand that Baptist folks have the Holy Spirit. They just don't have it. They have it in a measure. They don't have the fullness of the Spirit.
Amen.
But in a Pentecostal Holy Ghost Word church, I say word, you can dive deep in the things of God. There is no reason anybody in this church, I take me out of picture, just with Brother Jerry, Jeff, others of priests, other than men of God, women of God in this church, taking me out, should not be living in a victorious life with what you've heard.
Amen.
I say it when I say an amen. Because we dive into the depths of God. We don't preach service service. Sir, sir.
Surface.
What?
Surface.
Surface? That's what I said. Didn't I? Surface stuff. We don't preach about the government. We make comments every once in a while. We don't tell you about what they're doing bad. We don't tell you about all that. We dive into the depths of the Word.
Amen.
Where the Spirit of God is, because the more you know, the more victory you have. There's so much more. The more you get of the Spirit, the more time you spend with the Holy Ghost and the Word, the more you know it's available to you. And the more you know that's available to you, the more you can begin to talk right. And your talking will affect your walking. Because if you ain't talking right, you ain't going to be walking right. You're not going to walk around like a king's kid talking about what you don't have, whining about what you can't get. The only way you're going to walk around like a king kid is believing that you serve a good God that watches over His children, and you are a king's kid, and whatever He's got, I got. That'll make you walk with your head up. See, this kind of preaching is going to become precious. It is. We're usually ahead of the game. We're ahead of the game. We're already in that season. You know, they got this real famous guy that Marty, what's his name? Robbins preaches. I mean, he don't preach. What's the Robbins?
Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins. He got a week special coming on. You know what it's called? Breakthrough. He got that from this church. He's been listening on the internet. He's going to have a big old shindig on breakthrough. The world is talking about it. My God, that ought to make us so excited to know we own it, man. God's already revealed it to us. This is your year. August the 1st is your launching pad for your ship to sail. Some of you may pull out the port in total faith, but you're going to pull out. You're going to let go. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. This house.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Say glory to God.
Glory
to God. Yeah, the Holy Ghost knows all the things about God, and He reveals them to us by the Spirit. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3. It's by the Spirit that God reveals it so much more. I know it works this way. Not enough, just enough, more than enough. Most common people on their way to prosperity go from not enough, just enough, to more than enough. But there is a supernatural God that can take you from not enough clean over into too much. But you can't get there if you don't believe it, comprehend it. That your status quo can change overnight. You can be poor today and rich tomorrow. You can go to bed tonight and not be able to pay nothing. And wake up tomorrow, go to your mailbox, and there'd be a check in your mailbox to pay everything you owe. Happen. But it won't if you don't believe it. You gotta get it in your head. Don't let nobody mess with your mail. Don't go down the mailbox mad and concerned. You're going, turn your light. Go down in expectation.
Hallelujah. Good preaching.
You know, before I really got the faith thing, I went down expecting to get one of those checks from the loan company that all you got to do is sign and spend it. Y'all act like y'all never got one of them things. About the time you've been struggling, you're missing maybe a payment, they're going to send you one of them $5,000 checks, sign it and deposit it. And then you got, there again, it was $3,000, now you got $8,000 plus 28% interest on it. They ought to lose their money, the crooks. But I used to have an expectation of that. Me and Penny got one the other day, and I just laughed at it. What do you want to do with it, Penny? Yeah, throw it away. Thank you, brother. I receive it.
Yes, sir.
Too much.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Too much. Too much. You see, God, let me just give you a little thing right here before we move on. About 12 years ago, I say 12. My wife can't correct this because she really don't know either. 12, somewhere in the 12 years ago. We had a young guy come here and preach a revival. And I told him, I want to have something I never have. This is what I'm about. I want to have a money revival. I want everything, because people, not that I needed it, but people needed to be set free from spirit of poverty. I've done a lot of crazy things. I got a busload one time and took them up, and to Fit Plaza. And got out and asked the people to let us try on those $100,000 rings and coats and watches so people could see their money in the world.
Hallelujah.
Let them know that there's money out there. Well, hey, this guy came and he preached a message on too much. Anybody here in that early? None of y'all were here.
Yeah.
Doris was. You were. What's his name? Keith Holliday. He preached a sermon on too much. Most people didn't have nothing. But he hammered on that thing. Too much. There's a place you can get in God. You can have too much.
Hallelujah.
Too many automobiles. You got to park them somewhere other than your driveway.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Too much money in the bank. You just can't put, your $200,000... Over 200 is not insured. You got to put it in other places. Wow.
Yes,
think about that.
Yes. Glory.
Your bank has to call you one day. Now, we're all right, but you done got too much money. You got to move some of it. Some of y'all would have a heart attack, wouldn't you? No. But that was what I'm getting to. I was standing there and a man came down and poured money on top of my head. I don't know, $200-$400 he had in his pocket. He just let it fall all over my head and out. And as far as having too much and thinking about, as far as here to the moon 12 years ago, we didn't have nothing. But look at what God does. He honors His Word. And we went from nothing to everything paid.
Hallelujah.
Home, cars,
yes, sir.
Church.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
You could say, I'm not going to say it, but you could say, anybody going to dare say it?
I'll say it.
What? You didn't say it. Hallelujah. I'll spell it. T-O-M-U-C-A. It may be too much for you, but not me. There's more. More. Say more.
More.
Get more.
Get more.
Boy, that getting that more is coming up now.
Yeah.
Now, for all y'all struggling, I know where you're at. Your mind, I know. I've been there. I've sat in. Me and Brother Jeff have sat in services. We saw so much money. You would never seen as much money as we saw. World Changers is huge. If you've never been to World Changers, I don't know how many of these churches you could put in. You could put this church in the bathrooms. It's huge. The dome says 10,000 people. We've been there where you could not see the floor and the altar.
Yeah. That's right.
For green.
Uh-huh.
I'm not talking about shrubbery. Flowers. I'm talking about bills. Money. Haven't we? And we just broke and busted.
Uh-huh.
Me and Brother Jeff were sitting by a woman one time. We had to pick up money for 30, 40 minutes and flying all on the floor and poking it in bags and in her pocketbooks. And that's when Penny came out of the hospital and I owed $65,000. We didn't have no money. The church was in a mess. And our mind was just saying, Lord, you just missed a little bit. If you come over one seat, all you had to do is come over one seat. That's true. One seat. I was sitting by the woman. Me and him were just shoveling up money. If it went on my seat, we would have divided it. I thought, my mind was just going, what's wrong with you? We walk out of there and we'd be, I was happy for the girl, but it's just my mind went, Lord, you know, I'm not asking you for a new home or a car. I just wanted to pay my light bill, dear God.
Yes.
I wanted to be on time with something.
Yes.
I had to go through that money. I had to go through week after week. We went up there every Friday and got in the same. We attended all the money thing. Money cometh. We went through all that, broke, busted, and disgusted. And we go home and we talk about this and that and the other. But we kept giving. We gave what we borrowed money to give. We gave until we broke that negativism off our mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Till we could say, hallelujah.
Yes.
Now is my time, my season. I'm coming into the blessings of God.
Yes.
We didn't grumble and gripe about who got the money or what they drove, all the Rolls Royces, whatever you call them. I guess I gotta learn to pronounce it before I get one. I don't eat anything I can't pronounce, so I don't guess I drive anything I can't pronounce. I don't know. BMW is easy. BMW.
I can pronounce that.
That's right. BMW. But I know what you're going through. You're saying, Lord, I hear the man, he's got all his bills paid, but what about me? I can't pay my light bill. What am I going to do? What am I going to get my rent money this week?
Right.
I've been there just a few years ago. And honey, I feel for you. I'm not somebody that's not touched with infirmities. There's a lot of people on earth were born with silver spoons. Is that what you call it when they're born with money? And there's a lot of people in the world, when they get the money, they forget about a struggling person. I don't. I'm believing that we all of abundant life is coming into supernatural breakthrough. We're coming into the goodness of God. We're not, we don't want you left out. We do whatever we can do. But you've got to have the right attitude. You've got to have the right spirit on you. Not to be resentful about others that receiving now. Or be resentful about when the pastor says there's much more. And your mind wants to say, you crazy, there ain't enough. There is much more. And drag yourself. Whatever you have to do. To keep yourself under this anointing. That's where you're going to get it anyway. It's under that presence of that anointing. I've been in service where they buy jet airplanes for people.
Right.
Broke and busted and disgusted. And I knew that preacher knew me. He knew my situation. He knew. He sent me flowers. He knew. He sent Penny flowers. He knew we didn't have no money, no insurance, because my best friend told him. And we sat there right in front of his face. He looks about cockeyed. I thought, oh, he's fixing to tell me something. I thought, here it comes. Oh. Here it comes. Okay. Here it comes. I'm going to get my blessing. He said, the Lord sent for me to buy you a jet airplane, $5-6 million. In my mind, say, my God. He missed it. I'm telling you, I had to deal with that. That was a biggie when you're losing your home. We lost our home during that period of time. We lost our automobiles, our homes. We lost everything but the church. And thank God, God sent a Moses by. He brought us out of. At the right time, the right season. Thank God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
My heart goes out to you. But let the Spirit teach you the things of God. Let the Spirit deal with you. There's hope. There's more for your life. You're just a season of not enough. When you pass the money test, you'll have more than enough.
Hallelujah.
Too much. So much. In the Bible, when they were building this temple in David's time, David had to step back and say, don't give any more. It's too much. See, once you see, it's like this. Once somebody breaks through in the sound barrier, other people break through.
Yes, sir.
It's already been broken through.
Yes.
It's in the Old Testament. It was too much.
Too much.
I feel the anointing here.
Yes, sir.
I do. I feel the anointing here tonight. For revelation, knowledge of God.
Yes, sir.
Get out your Bible. They sell little books to talk about the blessings of God. Get you the books.
Yes.
Smart people read books.
Yes.
Successful people read books.
Yes.
Great people of faith read the Bible. Read about what God says about you. And it won't be long, your life will change. And you'll have more. I'm going to read this one scripture and I'm going, I know where I'm at. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. This is Paul's prayer. That he would grant unto you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you might be rooted and grounded in love.
Yes.
May be able to comprehend. See, that's a real important word. What you do not comprehend by the Spirit, you cannot possess. That you might comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Verse 20, we already established this the whole year. Now unto him that's able to do what? Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ever asked or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Verse 20 only comes when you comprehend. And I'll tell you, August, now we're not going, I don't believe in gimmick giving. I believe in the laws of the kingdom. There won't be no gimmick. We don't believe in money lines. And I wouldn't get up here and tell you God's got a 1,000 time blessing for you if you give $1,000. You won't never get me saying that, even though there are mentions of blessings. But I will tell you, if you are in a financial need, that week of August, bring your offerings to God.
Amen.
It ain't always necessary the size. It's the heart. It's how you comprehend. Lay your pocketbooks at the altar. Lay your checkbooks. We've done it hundreds of times. Been a long time since I had. We did that over in the other building. Have we did it here? Let's get. How can I say this? Let's get radical that week. Let our hair get messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Let's have a good old. Let's have a faith fit.
Amen.
Come on now.
Let our expectation be so powerful that the preachers can't even preach because the expectations of people looking unto God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And we won't have to stir you up. You come in stirred up. And believe that your wind has set your sail to push you past your brokenness in your life.
Yes.
That when this thing ends, whenever it does,
That's right. That's a good word.
Everybody in this house will be made whole.
That's right.
Glory!
It ain't enough just to me to get mine.
No.
Not me. That's not the Spirit of God. Spirit of God is my brother and my sister sitting beside me that I've seen struggle and been givers and tithers and faithful people and have stayed during the horriblest times that people could run. They've been secure. They haven't been perfect, but they're still walking that walk of faith. That's the ones I'm believing for that supernatural breakthrough. And we'll see so much more.
Amen.
Amen. Say that with me, much more.
Much more.
I want to be a much more person.
I want to be a much more person.
Let's stand. Much more.